And here we are back for hour number two today, Wednesday, December the 4th, 2019, 12:04:19:16 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. We're having a great time in the holiday season this morning. Now, we kind of had a hard break there last hour. Does anybody have anything to say on gift cards at Christmas? Do you have an opinion on this? This has become a subject over the years here at WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have an opinion on gift cards at Christmas? Is this a good thing? And as I say earlier on, I'm not downing all gift cards. I think grandmothers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles, and if you don't live in the same state as the people, I can understand using a gift card. That makes total sense to me. But I think if you're around the person a lot, like a good friend or a spouse or a girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, hopefully you know them well enough to know something that they would like, and you know their sizes, and you know things like that. So, I don't know. But you know what it all comes back to? It all comes back to this idea that the thought is what counts. And how much thought are you putting into a gift card? Although, during the break, it was pointed out to me that there is a married couple, somebody's mother and father, and the mother actually prefers a gift card. Now, I think that's okay, too. If the mother has said, this is what I want. I want a gift card. I would rather go out and buy my own things. Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't think there's any problem there. I don't know. 18 minutes past the hour. What do you think? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, coming up this morning, the Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m., all here today on WWGH Radio, sprinkled in with a lot of other great programming. Now, in case you're checking out, I have stopped bleeding now. I went down to the restroom during the break there and checked it out, so whatever damage I did this morning while I was shaving, I'm cleared up and moving in the right direction, thank goodness. Now, we still have our two trivia questions here left over from the other day. Does anybody know the answers? What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Does anybody know that? What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which are good through the first of the year. And we also have a Jags insulated coffee mug if you would like that. If you can answer either one of those questions, or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, you can do that as well. What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? And don't Google that one. That would be awful easy to Google. But try to think. Which U.S. state do you think would be the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? 740-383-9944. Now, as I was saying a few minutes ago, there was a very nice person who told me last night, I did not realize this was going on, that How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original version with Boris Karloff, the cartoon, was on last night on the NBC Ding Ding Dong television network from 8 until 8:30 last night, and I wanted to watch this. So I got home last night kind of late because I had to go to the grocery store. So I get home about, I'm going to say 6:30, and I wanted to fix something to eat, so I got a little something to eat, and then somebody called on the telephone, and I was on the phone with them till about 7:30, and I thought, oh my goodness, the Grinch is going to be coming on here, and I had done away with my cable quite a while ago because I really wasn't watching it, but I can get the local channels like Channel 4, NBC, ding, ding, dong, See, that's what you have to do every time you say NBC. Now, ding, ding, dong. I can get NBC on my digital antenna. And my digital antenna is in my backyard. And I realized the other day that my digital antenna was not working. Now, I was still getting PBS, and I was still getting the local channels here in Marion, but I was not picking up Channel 10 or Channel 4. So I knew something had happened, and obviously I needed to go outside and adjust the antenna, and I thought, well, it probably happened when it was windy the other day. So I go outside last night. Now, see, here was my first mistake. I go outside. I'd already kind of gotten into my pajamas, so I was not dressed for this because I thought, I'm not going to be going outside again tonight. But then I realized I had to go out and fix this antenna. So I put the coat on, and I put the scarf on, and I put the gloves on because it was kind of chilly last night. And then I think, I don't want to put the shoes on. I don't want to go to all the trouble of putting shoes and socks on. So what do? I don't want to wear slippers outside because you don't want to ruin the slippers because it was kind of wet outside. So I thought, well, what I'll do is I still have a pair of, you know, flip-flops from the summer, like you wear at the pool and stuff. So I put the flip-flops on and went outside. Now, here's when I realized this was a bad idea. About 2 minutes into adjusting the antenna, because it had blown away from where it needed to be, I realized that frostbite was setting in to several of my toes because they were uncovered, and flip-flops are not much of a cover. So I'm adjusting the antenna, and now I'm thinking, I need to get back in the house. This is kind of ridiculous. So I get this done. I go back in the house. I get the flip-flops off real quick. I take the coat off. I take the scarf off. I think, okay, everything's good. So I make sure, okay, PBS is still on. The local channels are still on. And then I got to Channel 10, which had been out, and Channel 10 was on. And I thought, oh, this is great. And then I go down to Channel 4, which is NBC. Ding, ding, dong. And guess what? It wasn't working. So, most people would have decided, well, I'm just going to put real shoes on and go out there and fix this thing this time. Not me, because I think, well, it just needs a tweak now. So, I throw back everything I had put on the first time and went back out again with the coat, the scarf, the gloves, and of course the flip-flops, and went back outside and adjusted it again until Channel 4 came in. And here is the thing. My feet were so cold last night, and I will probably catch some horrible cold or, heaven forbid, pneumonia from this whole little incident. So what I'm telling people right now is when it's cold, like it was last night, below 32 degrees, when it's dark, because it's colder when it's dark outside, you need to put shoes and socks on. Don't be an idiot like me and do what I did. Although, I did get to watch The Grinch on NBC from 8 to 8:30. So we thank NBC. Ding, ding, dong. And that's the last time I'm going to say that. I wonder what those three chords are. Does anybody know that? Because everybody knows the NBC chimes. Ding, ding, dong. And we can all imitate it. What three bars on the scale are those? Does anybody know? Or what do they represent? Does anybody know anything about the NBC chimes? I don't know what that's supposed to represent, and I don't know what bars those are. Does anybody know, any musically inclined people know anything about that? 740-383-9944. Now, the reason I tell you this is to tell you I watched The Grinch last night. But after I watched The Grinch, since we had It's a Wonderful Life trivia the other day, I thought we would do How the Grinch Stole Christmas trivia. So I have a whole new host of questions here from the legendary cartoon, which I think everybody has seen at this point, from Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or you've read the book or something of that nature. So here we go. Here are the How the Grinch Stole Christmas questions. Since we've only got two left over from our regular Christmas trivia, I'm going to start out by giving you, I'll give you four. How the Grinch Stole Christmas trivia questions. So here they go. And if you want to ring in at any time, feel free, 740-383-9944, 26 minutes past the hour. Here we go. This is an easy one. Where did the Grinch live? Now, there are probably two answers to this, but we're going to go with the one I have written down here. Where did the Grinch live? That's the first question. Where did the Grinch live? The second question. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing that he liked least of all? Does anybody know that? If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. What was the Grinch's dog's name? Now, I think that's probably the easiest. We're also finding out how many people watched The Grinch last night. And here's number four. As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? What's the first thing that the Grinch took from Whoville as he was ransacking it? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. We've got a Jags insulated coffee mug. Or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia questions, that's good as well. 740-383-9944. We've got our two questions left from the other day. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We still don't have that one. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We also have... Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Where did the Grinch live? From How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Where did the Grinch live? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? The Grinch. If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. What was the Grinch's dog's name? 740-383-9944. Oh, and we have the other one here. As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? What was the first thing to go as the Grinch ransacked Whoville? Does anybody remember the first thing? 740-383-9944, Columbus Zoo Light tickets, as Jeg's insulated coffee mug, or if you just want to guess. As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. What was the Grinch's dog's name? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? Where did the Grinch live? What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Or which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as a holiday? You can get a 1 in 50 chance on that one. 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table. The Grinch questionnaire. I don't know, you know, the Grinch I know is popular, because they sell it in a lot of stores. You always see the book. You always see the dolls. You see the ornaments now. I don't know what's made that so popular. I think even Marion, we're having a jubilation here, which relates to the Grinch. There's just a lot of stuff that goes back to the Grinch. For some reason, it sounds like I'm losing my voice. It's probably from going outside last night. That's done me in. 740-383-9944. All right. Letters to Santa. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's where you send your letters to Santa Claus, and you will get a letter back. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, if you want to send a Christmas card here to WWGH Radio, you just address it to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address on that, we will send you a card back. And that's how it goes. All right, let's see here. Something just popped up on the computer. Oh, somebody's answering the first state that Christmas was declared. Or the first state that the first state that declared Christmas a holiday. And also answer, well, you know, they answered three questions here. I can tell this person who is sending me these answers is Googling this morning. Out there listening in listener land and definitely Googling. So kind of interesting. But, you know, this person, it doesn't surprise me that they're Googling these answers because they have a big tie-in to Christmas. Because, as I've said before, this person is named for George Bailey, the legendary main character portrayed by Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. So it wouldn't surprise me that this person would be Googling. Now, they're telling me they're not Googling. We're getting this all in real time now. This is a real-time conversation I'm having on the internet. They're not Googling. But they, you know, I don't know if they are or not. I can't really check that. I'd hate to say that the person's not Googling. But, you know, they're named for George Bailey in the legendary classic It's a Wonderful Life. And I think that's what brings out the Google in them. But they did get the three questions right. But they're not eligible to win this morning. But you are eligible to win. Do you know the answers to any of these questions? Do you know what Christmas word means turning of the sun? Do you know which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Do you know where the Grinch lived? Or maybe where he still lives. Where does the Grinch live? Do you know what the Grinch disliked about Christmas the most? What was the thing he disliked the most of all? What was the Grinch's dog's name? Does anybody know what the Grinch's dog's name was? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? As he was ransacking Whoville, what was the first thing to go as the Grinch was doing that? 740-383-9944. What was the first thing to go as the Grinch ransacked Whoville? If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. What was the Grinch's dog's name? What was the one thing that the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? Where did the Grinch live? All kinds of Grinchy questions here today. Go ahead, caller.
The sun question be the solstice, winter solstice?
You know, that's a good guess. It's not the winter solstice, but the winter solstice, I believe, comes up on, isn't it December 21st?
21st, yeah. It's the shortest day of the year.
Shortest day of the year, shortest daylight hours, and boy, I'll tell you, I hope that turns around quick because it is getting dark awful early.
Yes, it is.
My goodness. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not the winter solstice, although the winter solstice is very close at hand. The winter solstice coming up on December 21st. But the question is, also the first day of winter, by the way. The question is, what Christmas word means turning of the sun? That's the longest question we've had. What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Does anybody know what U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Surprised we don't have that one yet. I'm surprised this state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday. I'd love to know the story behind that. I don't know why that was. Maybe they just wanted a day off work. I don't know. Could be. Does anybody know where the Grinch lives? Does anybody know what the Grinch liked about Christmas least of all? In the legendary How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what did the Grinch like about Christmas least of all? What was the name of the Grinch's dog? This is the one I thought somebody would get easy. What was the name of the Grinch's dog? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? What did the Grinch take first as he was ramsacking Whoville. 740-383-9944, 36 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which are good through the first of the year, a Jags insulated coffee mug, or anything else you would like. All kinds of fun stuff here this morning on WWGH Radio. You know, I wasn't sure if the Grinch trivia would go over or not. Now, the other morning, the It's a Wonderful Life trivia went over very well. We got six questions answered about the legendary movie It's a Wonderful Life. Maybe as many people don't watch The Grinch. The Grinch has not been around as long. I think The Grinch came about as a cartoon in the 50s or the 60s, something like that. But it certainly has become popular ever since. Very, very popular, to be sure. Does anybody else have the problem with the Christmas season this year? Doesn't feel like it's Christmas. I'm sitting in a studio where we have a picture of Santa Claus, we have red bows, we have Christmas wreaths, we have garland, we have a Christmas tree that's all decorated up with tinsel and a Santa hat on top and all sorts of things, and yet to me it does not feel like Christmas at all. I don't know why. It's certainly cold. You think that would put you in the Christmas mindset? Maybe it just, the weekend after Thanksgiving is kind of a rush. And I think maybe that's the problem. I'm thinking I should be more into the Christmas spirit because we're already into the first week of December. But Thanksgiving came so late, so maybe I'm still kind of stuck in that Thanksgiving mode because it was just last weekend. Matter of fact, a week ago today was Thanksgiving Eve. So maybe that's why I haven't twisted over to the Christmas spirit as of yet. Maybe it'll take a weekend of being out in the Christmas mood to do that. I'll have to go out this weekend and get myself in the Christmas mood. Think about all. You know, another thing that does that is thinking of Christmas memories from years past. Because as I say at home, as Sean said earlier, I have the tree up. I have the Christmas decorations up. I turned them on last night. So I don't know. I don't know why I'm stuck in no Christmas mood yet. But as I talked with Charlie last week, I was not really in the Thanksgiving mood. I mean, it was a fine, fun Thanksgiving. I had a good time. But it didn't feel like Thanksgiving to me for some reason. See, this all started when it snowed on Halloween. When it snowed on Halloween, it started this whole trajectory of things going on that make the holidays not feel as they do. Does anybody else feel this way? 740-383-9944. Or what do you feel about getting gift cards for Christmas? When did this become a big thing? Because it certainly is a big thing now, but I don't remember 15 years ago, Christmas or gift cards being a big thing. Now, sometimes you'd get gift cards, but when I was growing up, when I was little, I very rarely got a gift card. To be honest, back in those days, which haven't been that many days ago, you know, I don't think my parents ever got me a gift card. I don't think Santa Claus ever brought me a gift card. I don't think my grandparents ever got me a gift card. Now, some of my grandparents did in later years in life when they were no longer interested in going out and shopping. But I don't really remember that when I was a really young kid. But it's a lot easier to buy for young kids, though. If you're under, well, certainly if you're under 10, it's very easy to buy for you. And even somewhat easy to buy for you if you're under 15. But once you get 16 and up, then it becomes a little more difficult to buy for the kids. And also, adults are tricky. But usually you can always find something an adult will like. Either you know a sports team they like, or a certain store that they like clothes from, or maybe some hobby they have. Or as I said, there are great gifts that are just kind of good for everybody, like socks. Socks is a great gift. Can anybody else think of a gift that would just be good for anybody? those gifts that you can just give to anybody. If you're short a gift or you want to buy a gift for somebody but you really don't know what they like a secret Santa that a lot of workplaces do during the holiday season, is there just a gift that you can buy for anyone and they'll be happy? 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on that or any guesses to our trivia questions? I'll tell you something interesting. Now, this is something I never would have asked for, but I think of it every year. When I was in college, I worked in a shoe store. And one of the ladies who worked in that shoe store used to crochet. And one of the years I worked there, she crocheted everybody an ornament for their Christmas tree. Now, the one she crocheted me was of a snowman. And I have kept that ornament every year. And every year, long after I stopped working there, every year ever since, I pull that ornament out and I put it on the Christmas tree and I always think about her, even though I have not worked or really saw her in quite a while. But that ended up being a good gift. I think sometimes if you give somebody a homemade gift, even if it's not something that they particularly wanted, it becomes a tradition. I remember years ago that one of my mother's co-workers gave her a reindeer, a wooden reindeer that they had made with a cotton red nose. And it used to play music, but I think the music stopped years ago. But that reindeer stayed around forever. And that came around from just a co-worker. So those handmade, homemade Christmas gifts can sometimes be really, really good items. Any ideas on Christmas gifts for people who, I don't know, maybe don't want a gift card, but yet you really don't know what to buy for? That's a toughie. 740-383-9944. And the trivia questions still remain as well. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Does anybody know that? Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as a holiday? Does anybody know that? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as a holiday? And then we have our How the Grinch Stole Christmas trivia. Where did the Grinch live? Does anybody remember that? From the book or the cartoon? Where did the Grinch live? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all? Does anybody remember what the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? What was the Grinch's dog's name? Does anybody remember the name of the Grinch's dog? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? Does anybody know what the first thing to go was when the Grinch ransacked Whoville? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, Jags Insulated Coffee Mug, or if you just want to call in and impress us with your knowledge, we would love to hear from you. 45 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. What was the first thing to go when the Grinch ransacked Whoville? What was the Grinch's dog's name? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least about Christmas? Where did the Grinch live? What U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as a holiday? And which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. 46 minutes past the hour here. Having a great time this morning here on WWGH radio, but clearly, for some reason, I might be losing the ability to talk. For some reason, my throat kind of feels like it's giving out a little bit. We had a lot of great winners the other day here on the morning program when we did the It's a Wonderful Life trivia and kind of the basic Christmas trivia. We had Amy Brown, Scott, Harry Klein, Brad Haymond, Lori Childers, Leslie Slimmons. Had a lot of good giveaways the other day. And remember, you can pick up your prize today from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here at WWGH Radio. I'm trying to think about Christmas in general. Things that would get me in the Christmas mood. We were playing some Christmas music the other day here at the station, and I think people tend more toward the old classics. A lot of people are redoing these Christmas songs, and I don't think that's going over very well. It's, you know, I understand covering these albums and redoing them, and I guess people like them for a time, but the original people who recorded a lot of these things really have the market on it, because you hear it so many times, year after year after year, it just gets burned into your head that that is the person who is singing it. And I'm not sure that they should be remaking a lot of these songs, because I think sometimes, unfortunately, it does a little bit of damage to the song, which is weird, because we all sing them ourselves. Of course, I'm not going to sing it on the air. Does anybody have a favorite Christmas song out there this morning? 740-383-9944. Mine has always been the Christmas song, and sometimes people get confused about that, because the Christmas song is chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Now, sometimes when you say the Christmas song, people think, well, all the songs at Christmas are Christmassy. But the one that's actually titled The Christmas Song is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. I think that is the greatest song at Christmas time because it's very short, it's very together, and it kind of says it. You know, it doesn't go off in left field. It really says what the holiday time is supposed to feel like. And maybe that's why I'm not in the holiday mood this year, is that it particularly does not feel that way at this point. But we still have 21 days for me to get there. And we still have the first day of winter and the winter solstice and all the other things that go on in December. 49 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a call if you have the answers to any trivia questions or anything you would like to say. We would love to hear from you in the next 11 minutes. And then don't forget, the Charlie Evers Show comes up today, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. Then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight, right here on WWGH Radio. Did anybody end up watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade last week? Did they end up putting the balloons out? I don't think I caught any of that parade. I meant to check and see if they put the balloons out. Did the bad weather come in? Did they not fly the balloons last Thursday? I know there was such a big thing about that. I think they ended up flying them, didn't they? Did anybody watch the parade last week? Can tell me if they flew those massive balloons in Herald Square in New York City in front of Macy's last week? 740-383-9944. Here we are, WWGH Radio in the Christmas season. And I should mention this. We have a website, wwgh1071.com. Now, you can go there and listen to a live feed of this radio station, or you can get archive shows dating back to January of 2016. Do you know how many people we've had on this show since January of 2016? My goodness. People on top of people on top of people. Oh, and I'm getting word here that they did put the balloons out. So the balloons flew last week in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Well, maybe that was a gimmick to get people to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That they kind of built that up a little bit. That maybe we won't fly the balloons. Maybe we will fly the balloons. And got in the news. And maybe it got people to watch it. I don't know how many people watch that parade anymore. It used to be a big thing on Thanksgiving morning. Everybody would get up and watch it. But I don't know how many people still have cable. I don't know how many people have digital antennas. I don't know if people really watch things on at a certain time anymore. That used to be part of the tradition of a lot of this stuff. Is you knew it was on once a year. And it was on at a certain time, and that's why you would watch it. But that's really not the case anymore with DVRs and all the devices we have and being able to YouTube stuff. People don't really have to watch it at the exact time anymore, so it kind of kills the tradition a little bit. It's very interesting. All right, let's run through these trivia questions again. 52 minutes past the hour again. Not having much luck on these this morning. Does anybody know which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Does anybody know that? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? And then our Grinch trivia, because the Grinch was on TV last night. Where did the Grinch live? Does anybody know where the Grinch lived? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? There was one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas. What was it? What was the Grinch's dog's name? Does everybody remember that the Grinch had a dog? And how the Grinch stole Christmas? What was the Grinch's dog's name? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing he took? What was the first thing to go? As the Grinch was down ransacking Whoville, what was the first thing that the Grinch took? Those are the trivia questions, and we do still have a few pairs of Columbus, Ohio Zoo tickets, which are good through the first of the year. We do still have a Jags insulated coffee mug, so we do still have prizes here, 54 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Grinch trivia and, in general, Christmas trivia. And there's a lot of stuff about Christmas that we could do. A lot of stuff about St. Nicholas in general. That was an interesting question the other day, learning that St. Nicholas was originally born in Turkey. So I wonder how that particular tradition ended up here in America from Turkey. And I don't know what St. Nicholas was the saint of. Somebody told me that once. But for some reason, it has not stuck in my head. Does anybody remember what St. Nicholas was the saint of? Because he was a saint. But I can't remember what he was the saint of. Hard to tell. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There must be something going on in the world this morning. We had great luck the other day with our trivia. We had our winners on Monday: Amy Brown, Scott, Harry Klein, Brad Heyman, Lori Childers, Leslie Slimmons. We started off good this morning. I barely got the phone lines open this morning, and we had a call. And what a great call that was, about a great story involving A Christmas Carol. From many years ago, a play production in which a turkey was portrayed by a feather duster. And then the feather duster was exposed. Or I guess the turkey was exposed as a feather duster. That's a very funny story. You know, that's also one thing about this time of year. So many people this time of year are out and they are shopping and they are going to Christmas programs and they're trying to get things wrapped and they're trying to get the trees up and they're trying to get the lights on the houses and they're trying to do all this stuff in such a short period of time. I'll tell you, it's a very stressful time of year. And we talk about that, and when you shorten the holiday season, it makes it even worse. Because then you have even less time to deal with the whole thing. So it's a tricky time of year. There's a lot of fun things about Christmas, from the music, to the stories, to the people being in a jolly mood, to the people at the stores being in a happy mood. But also a lot of people work a lot of overtime to make the money, to buy the Christmas gifts, to do what they need to do. So, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting time of year. But it only comes once a year. And even if you don't feel in the Christmas mood, by Christmas Eve, it eventually does come about. By Christmas Eve, you eventually do start to feel in the Christmas mood. And that's why I love having the celebration at my house on Christmas Eve, and it's been that way now for many, many years, doing the Christmas Eve celebration. And it all started when I was younger, because one side of my family got together on Christmas Day, and the other side of my family got together on Christmas Eve. But I think I enjoyed Christmas Eve more, because there was, that side of the family was a little, well, there was just more people involved. So to this day, I prefer Christmas Eve over Christmas Day. See, once everything's done on Christmas morning, then I think Christmas Day is kind of depressing, because everything's done. You went, you did all this work, you got all these presents, you got everything wrapped, you got them all under the tree, you got the tree up, you got the celebrations together, you got the food together, and then Christmas afternoon, it's all over with. It's all past. It's all over. So, you know, Christmas Day can be a little bit depressing for people. But I tell you, much less now than it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, boy, everything built up to Christmas. But then once it was over, and you saw what you got, and you played around with it, by the time the afternoon came, it was kind of like, well, now what? But I think all kids are like that in the way. We all know that, How many times do we all talk about the kids who just like to play with the box? Parents spend all this money, and Santa Claus spends all this money and time getting the gift, and the kid ends up being most happy with the box. And such is life. Well, I've had a good time this morning. I hope you join me here again tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m., and again on Friday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. It's always a lot of fun. Charlie Evers is coming up right around the corner from 10 a.m. until 12 noon today, and then Glenn Coble, 12:10 until 1 p.m., then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church, 6:10 until 7 p.m., tonight. And also, don't forget, the Sunday sermon of the Trinity Baptist Church is also on Sunday nights from 6:10 to 7 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, your place for all the holiday fun. Have a great day. Charlie Evers is up right around the corner.
Before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions from sugar plums danced in their heads. Ma and her coaches slept, settled down for a long winter's nap. Then,